Joining us now for more on what may have actually happened and the allegations which have been raised, the senior Shiv Sena leader, Mr. Arvind Sawant. Thanks, sir, very much for being with us. So, just in the last little while, the Enforcement Directorate is indicating that 11 and a half lakhs has been found in cash in his residence, in Mr. Sawant's residence. So, this is apparently evidence to suggest that he is up to no good. How would you respond?
Is it Vijay Mallya or Nirav Modi? Is the amount is such a big as if it is compared to Nirav Modi or Vijay Mallya or those who are absconding from India. Anyway, sir, this is political vendetta. Absolute political vendetta. I feel very sorry state of affairs are going in India right now.
Yeah.
The democracy is at stake now.
Yeah.
There is a security crisis in, it's a constitutional crisis are happening in the country.
No, but Mr. Sawant, the worry is that if indeed it is, as you allege, a political vendetta and the Enforcement Directorate is being used as a tool, are you worried as a Shiv Senik that those who are close to Uddhav ji, other the handful of MLAs or supporters, or MLAs that you have still backing you, that there'd be pressure on them to cross over? Is that the worry?
Forget about people representative, what handful or Shiva Sainik is the strength of the Shiv Sena.
Let's talk about MLA, sir. Are you worried that
forget about
this is the message that is being given?
They are handful for the party, not even handful. They are non-entities. If the number of party workers are considered, they are non-entities. The number is non-entity in that total huge number of party workers are there. I would like to bring it to your notice. One more important point is that you know very well that yesterday the Honorable Governor has a, it is a perverted mentality of the Honorable Governor, who time and again goes on insulting the identity of Maharashtra, the identity of Marathi people. He has gone to the extent, those who are, the faith and regard for respect of those who are icons of the country, icons of the Maharashtra, are being insulted by him. And now today he has done, which is a constitutional, you can say, offense. The study here, what he did say is that if the...
Arvind ji, we are talking about Sanjay Rao's detention.
One moment, let me clear, within a minute I'll complete it. Financial capital of Mumbai, and if the Marwadis and Gujaratis leave the Mumbai, the financial capital status will go. Now, what is this? It is a constitutional crisis.
All right. So you raise a larger issue.
Insult to the constitutional.
I need to bring this conversation back to...
One moment. Let me.
To what we meant to discuss.
That has created a commotion in the Maharashtra. Now that has happened yesterday. Now how to press it or suppress it? They have created the idea. Today they went to raided the house of the Sanjay Rao. This is the political. See, when Sanjay Rao himself has given a letter that the parliament session is going on, I'm ready to kindly grant me a date after 7th of August. What was the need to that they should have done it?
So the answer from the ED, sir, is that he was called twice before and he never showed up. The ED has said that he was called twice before. For whatever the reason, he never showed up. So therefore, they feel obliged to do this raid now.
Absolutely. Now, Is it not the truth that Sanjay Rao has already gone twice to the AD's office?
Yes.
Sanjay Rao's wife also has gone to the office. He never said no to that. He never ever said. This time he has asked to grant a time period because the parliament session is on. And deliberately they were sending the summons. And he has said that by 7th of August, what heaven would not have fallen down. Is it not had it been after the 7th? But to do it on today is the only issue because the Honorable Governor of Maharashtra has insulted Maharashtra's identity.
All right. I understand the link that you're trying to make. You're saying that it is linked to those remarks. The ED wants to question Mr. Rao in connection with the redevelopment of a chawl in Mumbai and related transactions involving his wife and close associates. The allegations are strong. In fact, the ED has already attached assets worth 11.15 crores of Mr. Rao's wife in the recent past. So was he involved in some sort of illegal redevelopment of a chawl in Bombay, in Mumbai?
Now let me answer it. Patrachal is the name of a building cluster of hutment dwellers, you can see. That is known as the Patrachal. Now Sanjay Rao has time and again said that I do not know where the Patrachal is there. The other guy, Mr. Pravin Rao, who's been arrested by ED, was threatened, was beaten inside the ED's custody and was forced to give the name of Sanjay Rao. You just think of it, his property has been confiscated, the property at Alibag. How much it is? 50 gunta. That means 1.2 acres, you can say. Mm-hmm. To 1.2 acres of land. Is it a big thing that you have done it? Okay. It is only to deteriorate the image of the Shiv Sena. They want to damage Shiv Sena. They want to perish the Shiv Sena. And that is what the aim of by BJP
right. And
their rulers who are there. And the misuse of this, all these people are being done by the BJP.
Okay.
Just think of it. The people who have left Shiv Sena and joined, how many of them are under this can of ED?
All right. Okay. So you make, Mr. Sawant. You make the larger point of how this is allegedly a tool of the political leadership at the center. But look, I'm out of time. Thanks so much for, speaking up about what this issue you believe is all about. Thank you very much indeed for being with us.